Good day, and welcome to the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Belly Harper, and tonight I am back with Secrets and Lies, Part 2. Relationships, just the good ones. The music I'm listening to comes from this fabulous group that was formed in Los Angeles in 1968. Two men, two women, Henry Elston, Floyd Butler, Barbara Love, and the great Jessica Cleaves. The name of the group is The Friends of Distinction. This song is called I Really Hope You Do. Now, I was a kid when they came out. I didn't know their music then. But the thing about growing up in a city like Philadelphia where the music just keeps going, there's never anything old. So 8-10 years later after they did this song in 69, I believe, I'm discovering them and I'm loving every bit of it. The Friends of Distinction, the song is I Really Hope You Do. Listen, relationships, the good ones. I want to talk about the good friendships we have with anybody. And there are all different levels of friendships. You pick the level you want to get into. But here's the deal. I'm not tripping. I'm not telling my secrets. And I'm not sharing your lies. So, with that being said, you know, it's not, those were relationships are for. We have a relationship, but I don't know you like that yet. So, I'm not telling my secrets and I'm not sharing your lies. But I want us to talk about good relationships we have. And to me, what I see in a good relationship. Okay. As and I said in the last podcast, we all have secrets. We all tell lies. Fact of life. I'm not going to struggle with pulling one out of you. You don't have to pull one out of me. It's what we do. There's different types of secrets and there's different types of lies. And that's where you are and who you are shows up. So I believe, though, I have a lot of good relationships. And what makes them good relationships is that there's very little lying, because there's no reason to lie, because nobody's looking for an advantage in the relationship, so there's no reason to lie. It's shared, enjoyed time. Whether I see them every day a week, which is very rare, or whether I see them once a year. A lot of different friends, a lot of different ways, a lot of different relationships, but they're all come from the same valley of truth, same bit of respect for each other, the same enjoyment of spending time. Depending on the point of reference you have, you can talk to some people about certain things you can't talk to other friends about. It doesn't make one friend better than the other. That just makes that person who they are and the other person who they are, and it makes you who you are. And you're blessed that you have those outlets. I have those outlets. I can talk to a lot of different people about a lot of different things, and I think a lot of my friends feel the same with me. And as a friend, part of what you bring to a relationship is you come to listen. See, if it is a relationship, there's time for you to talk, but there's also a lot of time for you to listen. Really listen. Not listen like you've heard it before. And even if you heard it before, not listen like you've heard it before. Unless it's something that takes away from you being truthful with your friend. This song, The Friends of Distinction, really, really nice. It's called Willa Faye. It's from 1970. So, you know, here's something else too. I was watching some old reruns of soap operas, and I know this might be getting off track a little bit, but I was just so curious about the relationship they have. Any soap opera you watch or you have watched, can you tell me that at some point in time when you're watching that soap opera, that one person from one of the particular families in your soap opera had not either married or been intimate with at least more than one other person from the other family. Okay? I'm going to use the Abbotts and the Newmans. There is an Abbott who's married at least two Newmans, or a Newman that's married at least two or three Abbotts. I don't know why that's, what kind of relationships those are, but that happens a lot. That's normal for soap operas. And what I always say, the scripts that people come up with, they come from somewhere. They do. But back to what I'm saying. I have relationships that I really, really feel like I need in my life. And it's nothing that I'm ashamed to say that I need. And they were people I know, the people who know me. And because I love them and respect them, there's times for those relationships. Even though it's the relationship might last 40 or 50 years, there's times when you feel like, even though you can do it anytime, there's certain times when you feel like you need to talk to those friends. Or there's times where they might need to talk to you. See, my relationship don't require me to check up on people or them to check up on me. It doesn't require that. And these times we're living in nowadays, yeah, it's something I do. And it's something that they do for me too. Because this is New America. This is a different time. But we don't expect each other to be anything but okay. Because if we weren't okay, we can share that in our relationship. If that makes sense. The other thing is that people who are friends of mine understand that I try to give you no reason to lie to me, and I wish no reason to lie to you. See, I don't want friends who feel they need to lie to me because they feel like it's something I didn't need to know. You know, here's the difference again between secrets and lies for me. If you feel like you need to lie to me to look out for me, No. Anytime you want to suggest that your lie looks out for somebody else, your intent is to look out for yourself. Let me say that again. Anytime anytime if someone's lying, and they're a friend of yours or a friend of mine, and they're lying to me, and they tell me that lie is, the intent of that lie is to look out for me, or because it might be something I would need to know, or it's something that might hurt me too much, or it's whatever. No. Their intent is to look out for themselves. That's human nature. Sometimes. It is. But just call it what it is. I'm a big boy. I think at some point in time, if you consider yourself a grown-up, then you want to deal with things in a grown-up manner. Okay? What works best for me is honest relationships. Some people you see a lot. You might talk to less. Some people you see very infrequently that you might talk to a lot. Some relationships are like vacations. We get to see the people, we get to see some friends in times of a festive nature. Might be 1, 3, 4 times a year, but it's festive. And it's always festive. And that's why you like seeing those friends, for those reasons. Now, you could have other conversations with them at that time, but you look forward to seeing them, and it puts you in a better mood. This song. In the late 70s, there were songs like Love Ballad from LTD and Always and Forever from Heatwave. But this was 1970. It's called Going in Circles. I believe it went up to number 3 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, number 15 on pop charts. It's a great song. A slow drag song. Okay, so So I'm just saying, to me, what I've learned is that, and what I'm learning still, is that I love relationships, all kinds of relationships. For me, it feeds my personality. It feeds me, you know, not just busy work. It's not busy work. I have a point of reference where I can talk about a lot of different things I feel, sensibly or nonsensibly, to a lot of different people. And I enjoy that. And every relationship has its own time and space. But again, it's not about looking for an advantage. It's about enjoying someone else's conversation or someone else's company. For me. And people who see that the way I do can tend to put themselves in situations where people might try to take advantage of them. But if you're strong enough to see yourself that way, whatever someone attempts to do is a speed bump in your life and a waste of your time and theirs too, because they could have had a really good friend. So, with relationships, I think sometimes it's unfortunate if we feel like we can't have the type of friend, or we keep ourselves from having the type of friends that we've had, or we wish to have, or we've always had, because of something else. See, if you trust in who you are, and you put yourself in a relationship with someone who trusts in who you are, then there's no pressure in being yourself. Whatever secrets you have don't take away from you. They add to you. There's no need to lie, because you can be yourself. And I think we put a lot of pressure, or we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves when we don't allow ourselves to be who we are, for whatever reason. And that's a relationship that starts with yourself. You know, sometimes we just, for whatever reason, and I have had periods in my life where I probably have done it too. I didn't allow myself to be who I was for fear of something else. I'm not going to put that on anybody but me. Because the thing about that fear, it doesn't go away until you just walk out of it. And whatever you lose wasn't yours to lose anyhow. So, to be in relationships with people who understand who you are starts with you being able to say, this is who I am. And if whoever it is can't deal with it, then let's have coffee occasionally. But you just don't, you try not to rely on anyone but yourself first. This. See, this is called Great Day. It's from 1970. It's a really cool relationship song. And it's kind of relevant to where we are today. It's these two people who are just deciding what to do with their day. First, they understand it's a great day because they got up. They got up. That makes it a great day. I'm with the person I want to be with, or I'm in the company I want to be with. That makes it a little bit better. Do we need anything else? So they decide to come up with ideas, and the bottom line is, because there's trust in their relationship, whatever they decide to do is cool. Whatever they don't decide to do is cool also. I really think, for me, this whole new America allowed me to refocus on me. I can't do anything for anybody else unless I'm doing everything for me first. Then I feel better about me. It's easy for me to enjoy other people and for them to enjoy me. It makes all relationships better for me and for those around me. That doesn't mean that everything is all of a sudden going to be, everything else is going to get better with every other phase of your life. It can. It has a better chance to get better. You'll be in a better mood when it does get better. But I start with being true to myself. That only works for me. You being true to yourself only works for you. But you having somebody to understand and appreciate who you are. Notice I didn't say allow you to be who you are, because that's the last thing you need, is someone to allow you to be yourself. You need someone who appreciates you being yourself. That's a good relationship. Because if you get that, you can't help but to give it back. And that could be a one-on-one relationship. That could be something that flows down through your family. That could be something that touches anybody you touch. But it comes naturally, because you love who you are. So, secrets and lies. I'm not telling secrets and I'm not sharing lies. And I think the more of us that back away from that box, the better we are for ourselves and everybody else. I want to talk about it. You can subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to start doing Facebook Live podcasts real soon. So you can call me and we can go back and forth real time. Talk to each other. Talk to me. This is the Talk It Out podcast. Have a great day, everybody.